A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came home with his disciples. Again the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan if a kingdom is divided against itself? That kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder the house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, 'He has unclean spirit.' His mother and his brother arrived. Standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, 'Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you.' But he said to them in reply, 'Who are my mother and my brothers?' And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother.'" The Gospel of the Lord. You know, I'm probably dating myself, but a song that was played at my wedding some 36 years ago was "We Are Family." Now, some of you may know that song, be familiar with it. It was popular in the 70s and in the 80s. And it was a great song for a family celebration, and especially for a wedding. If you can kind of imagine in your mind's eye me dancing with my 84-year-old grandmother. And, by the way, she was the better dancer. It's true. In my family, the joke is, I can't sing and I just don't have any rhythm. "We Are Family" was also the song that was played at my niece's wedding last weekend. And you know what? After 36 years, my dancing still hasn't improved. This song was selected to be preserved by the Library of Congress last year because it is considered to be culturally, historically, and artistically significant. The song challenges our concept of family and extends our understanding of family beyond blood and kinship, to include those who are united by common convictions and affiliations. A great example of this is the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates. They really exemplified this notion of a broader family when they chose "We Are Family" to be their theme song. And it was most appropriate for this team since it was composed of players from different backgrounds and different personalities. But what really characterized this team was their togetherness, their depth, their spirit, their commitment to a single purpose. They're the only team in the history of baseball to ever win a World Series by not having a regular season pitcher that had won more than 15 games or a hitter that had more than 100 RBIs. Their success was due to their togetherness, their support of each other, and the support of their fans. They created a bond, a community, a family between players and their fans. For most of us, our family is the most important factor in our lives. It forms us, and it shapes us to be the person that God has called us to be. The Vatican II document, Light of the Nations, beautifully describes the family as the domestic church. And I love that image of domestic church. And if you think about it, it's in our families where we first hear about God, learn our prayers and the difference between right and wrong. It's in our families where we learn about love and commitment, sacrifice and forgiveness. And we're taught not just by words, but by deeds and examples and the way we love each other in the family, and the way we love our neighbors and our friends, and how well we take care of those that are on the margins of society. But life is messy. Families are messy too, aren't they? Sometimes we don't get along, and sometimes we're just misunderstood. And I think that's the case with Jesus today in our gospel reading. Just imagine a son coming home to greet his mother and his relatives, and the first thing he asks is, "Who's my mother? And who are my brothers?" No wonder they all think he's out of his mind. Not only does he drive out demons, but he says these outlandish things. Why? Well, Jesus is not rejecting his earthly family. Rather, he is challenging the social and religious order of his day. He's trying to tell his disciples and you and me some 2,000 years later that membership in his community does not depend upon blood or kinship or religious affiliation, but on doing the will of God. Jesus creates a new family of God, a family of love, a family united by bonds that are greater than blood and kinship to carry out his mission of salvation to the world. Through the grace of our baptism, we too belong to another family, don't we? The family of God. And through baptism, we become beloved sons and daughters of God, members of the community of faith, the Catholic Church, the body of Christ. And through our baptism, we are also brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, part of his mission of going forth and saving the world. As I look around me today at all of you in the pews, I see another family, the family of Saint Elizabeth. I see a family of many different domestic churches, some of them large, some of them small. I see a family that celebrates its joys together. And I see a family that, when we have sorrows, supports us with love and comfort. I see a family that has over 60 ministries, some of them with outreach to the poor, to the hungry, to the marginalized, to the elderly, to the sick, to those who grieve. I see a family in service to humanity. As we come forward today to receive the gift of the Eucharist, We are challenged by Christ's words in the gospel: whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, and my mother. You see, to be baptized into God's family is not enough. God does not want us to be just a passive fan, like a baseball fan watching a baseball game from the stadium steps, clapping and cheering from outside of the playing field. He wants us to be doers. He wants us on the field, in the game, getting up to the batter's box, to be active, involved, committed disciples, members of his family. I'd like to invite all of us this week to ask God this simple question: Lord, what is your will? What do you want me to do for my brothers and sisters and my family? God bless you.